welcome back to the show. Evan Bray, good to have you here on a nice Thursday in Saskatchewan. Although I did look at the forecast, it looks as if we've got more rain in the forecast for parts of the province, quite a bit actually, looking to come down closer to or through the weekend as well. Been a pretty wet spring in lots of the province for sure. I mentioned I was watching my grandson play baseball last night. It was a beautiful night, but we did have some showers that rolled through, so that's kind of been the story of the spring so far, and no one knows the story of this spring better than my next guest, because he's in the business of landscaping, yard care. The owner of Sherwood Greenhouses, Philip Rispins, is joining me today in studio. So the reason I wanted to bring Philip into the studio to talk is the last time we talked about yard care and landscaping, it was crazy. We had so many techs, so many people involved. I mean, this is the kind of time of year when people are concerned about their yards and wanting to get things going. So having Philip here gives us a chance to open up the lines. If you have a question, 1-877-332-8255. We'll start off talking about lawns and we'll move on from there. Philip Rispins, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you here. How long have you been doing this work?
So me and my brother started, I believe, about 18 years ago already. We moved in 2003 from the Netherlands, and a few years later, we got into landscaping. And then about 8 years ago, we bought the Sherwood Greenhouse property, mm-hmm. And been expanding that quite rapidly in the last few years. So
for sure. Yeah. Well, lawn care is something, I mean, so many people are interested in lawn care, are talking about lawn care. This is one that is, I think, many people, and I see a text on the line saying my neighbor shames me into caring for my lawn because he does such a good job of his. What are the secrets to a healthy, green, lush lawn? There's some pretty basic things, I'm guessing.
There's a few basic things. So you want good quality soil. You know, we're on heavy clay, so that oftentimes becomes a problem over time because the soil gets compacted too much. Adequate water and nutrients.
Right.
So fertilizing three times a season is key.
Right. Is there a point where, and I'm going to use my place as an example, because my front yard, my backyard is, the lawn is great. We've had no problems. The front yard is terrible. We've actually resodded our front lawn a couple of times. We've been in our house almost 20 years, resodded a couple of times. It'll be good for a year or two with proper watering and fertilizer and all of that. But eventually, it's dry, it's patchy. And I mentioned to you off air, we've got a number of trees in our front yard, including some cedars. Mm-hmm. It's been suggested to me that could be part of the problem.
Yeah, so cedars have a very shallow root system, so they take actually the water from the surface. So all the water you're putting on your lawn, the cedars will love that.
Right.
And causing your lawn to be struggling. Mm-hmm. So oftentimes, you know, it's good to look at what are you going to grow around your lawn? Because what steals the water from the grass?
Right. So this brings me to a question that, I saw on the text line as well, but, do you do, and what is the kind of the trend like in terms of artificial grass? For a while there, it was a rare thing. I feel like we're seeing that more and more.
We do see it more and more, and especially for areas like you just described as well, where it's tough to keep grass alive. I mean, nothing beats a lush lawn that's mm-hmm. like actually live. But sometimes you just have no other options. It's just costing too much on water, and artificial turf is becoming more and more popular for that reason. Mm-hmm. And a lot of yards don't go completely artificial. They'll go, well, this area, it's, you know, too hard to mow. Let's just put artificial turf in there.
Mm-hmm. So we've talked today with Philip Rispins, who's the co-owner of Sherwood Greenhouses and Rispins Landscaping. You've got a great presence on social media. You do lots of videos. In fact, I said today, this is the cleanest I've ever seen you. Most of the time, your hands are caked in mud, or you are doing some trees in the park, I think, the other day.
Yeah.
But that's an important way to reach out to people, I'm guessing, and connect.
people like to see what you do, and there's no better way to show it when you're right on the spot.
There is a text that is just coming on the line. In fact, we've got a few that are coming in asking questions, but this one wanting to know about how to get rid of quackgrass or crabgrass.
Yeah, so quackgrass doesn't like fertilizer. So to keep your lawn fertilized adequately, keep a thick lawn, mow a little bit higher. And one trick an old farmer used to tell me, quackgrass grows faster than their lawn. So you can get a little paintbrush, like one of those sponge paintbrushes, put a little bit of Roundup on it and paint the tips of the quackgrass with Roundup.
Right.
So because quackgrass is actually a rhizome, so the roots actually spread far away under your turf,
right,
under your lawn. So you want to really get it down to the root. So painting, if you got nothing else to do, is time consuming.
I was going to say, it is a little bit of a time consuming, yeah, but it might be a good way to isolate the problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
Another text that just came in from someone who lives south of Weyburn on a farm. They need to plant some new grass. Is there a good time of year if you're going to put in some new lawn, plant some grass? Is there a time that's best to do it?
Well, lately the weather has been perfect. You know, lots of moisture, a little bit cooler. So oftentimes we say fall or early spring. And then fall, even when it goes into winter, not germinated, it's just gives that grass a head start when the snow melts.
Right. Another person here saying, I heard you talk about a patchy lawn. I've definitely got that. How do you cure the patches? How do you seed them in a way that they basically will grow and blend into the lawn?
Well, there's some different scenarios. So why is it patchy? Is there like a dog? Sometimes you have dog spots in the lawn. So the key to those is to neutralize those spots. We have a product, it's actually called Dog Spot Eliminator, just to neutralize the high concentration of fertilizer,
mm-hmm,
of the urine, essentially the fertilizer on those spots. So figure out what's causing the patches. Maybe there's ants in the lawn. Patching it with a quick start lawn seed, just to blend in right away, is good. Oftentimes, aerating and reseeding the entire lawn to have it blend in is the best.
Right. When you purchase that different, and I realize there's different types of seed, but when you purchase that quick start seed, is it already pre-mixed? Because I know you should put down some topsoil, some sand or something for it to kind of, I think, protect it from the birds, I'm guessing.
Yeah, you always want to have the seeds in contact with the soil. So if you just throw it on the lawn, you might as well just put it in a bird feeder because the birds will get it. And you want to really scratch that thatch layer because the thatch layer can be fairly thick over the years. So you really want to scratch that up and make sure that the seed is in contact with the soil.
Mm-hmm.
So adding a little layer of peat moss usually helps too, just to get that started.
Right. If we, you know, right now we're getting a lot of rain. You mentioned the conditions have been great, but in a normal season where we're not getting this, how often should you be watering? And I know time of day makes a difference as well.
Rule of thumb is an inch per week, so including rainfall. So, you know, if you have a good irrigation system or just if you put out a sprinkler and it's dry for weeks on end, you want to water that lawn at least twice a week for about 20 minutes.
We're chatting today with Philip Rispins, co-owner of Sherwood Greenhouses and Rispins Landscaping. If you have a question, 1-877-332-8255. Feel free to shoot us a text. Actually, I love this question because it's one that I was also told when I was younger. Dave is saying, I was told as a child that if you cut your lawn in different directions every week, it's better for the grass. I was told that too. Is that even a thing?
I don't know if it's better for the grass, but it looks better because it's all evenly cut.
Right.
So it's less noticeable when your blades need to be sharpened because you're going over it twice and, you know, both directions. So I think it's a myth, but it looks nicer.
Yeah, I was going to say, it gives it. I've got a neighbor that's got that beautiful checkerboard look on his lawn. That's his MO. He goes out there, cuts it diagonally one way, and then he'll cut it again diagonally the other way.
Yeah,
there's nothing secret to it. That's the technique there we're talking.
Exactly.
1-877-332-8255. Larry and Melfort, night crawlers are my problem.
meat crawlers. So insects can be a problem in the lawn. Are they just wondering if they have done any damage to his lawn? Is he mentioning that?
He didn't say that. He just said that night crawlers are my problem. He doesn't give if there's been damage or anything to it. But
So there's a few different pests in lawns. So ants have been pretty bad this year because we had a few years of drought. There's also sod webworm, which he might be referring to underneath the surface of the lawn, about half an inch below the roots.
Mm-hmm.
You could have web worms, and the best way to get rid of those is to buy some beneficial insects that go after that specific worm.
Okay. Yeah. Philip Rispins is my guest. We're going to take a break here in a second. Heading into the break, a number of people saying, we have poor soil in the part of the world that we're in right now. Can you help the grass flourish and thicken? Do you need to add more soil to it? Is there something that you need to do if your soil is, like you said, clay-based is what we find in a lot of the problems?
So the last few years, there's been more and more talk about the use of humic on lawns. So humic is like an ancient mineral. Like, it comes from the surface of the first layer before you hit coal. That really improves the pH of the soil. So if you have poor soils, it helps with nutrient uptake, and it actually can hold 7 times of its weight in water. So it also helps for the drought tolerance.
I see a message here that says from Frank saying, get some of those night crawlers out and go fishing for the day. Your problem is solved. So we'll take that into the break. We'll be back. Philip Rispins is joining me, co-owner of Sherwood Greenhouses, Rispins Landscaping. We're talking about good lawn care and landscaping right up till the top of the hour. More of your questions welcomed at 1-877-332-8255. We'll be right back here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Welcome back to the show. Philip Rispins joining me in studio. He is the co-owner, along with his brother, of Sherwood Greenhouses. You can find them online at sherwoodgreenhouses.com. Also, Rispins Landscaping, and great social media following there. I can't even count the number of people that are texting in about anthills. I've got about 6 in a row saying, I've got ants, I've got anthills in my front yard. Right. Or my lawn, what can I do about this?
So ants have become a problem in the last couple of years, and due to the drought we've had, I think we're out of the drought now, but the ants are still there. So there's a natural product called diatomaceous earth, which you can spread on your lawn just to cut the numbers down of the ants. There's also like a product called anthill killer. And the active ingredient would be borax in there. So if you find a product with borax in there and find the where they come out of the ground, and just spray it in there. And adequate watering. Most people give up on watering when they see lots of ants, but ants don't like water. So
water helps.
Water helps.
There's a text here from Heidi in North Battleford. Is it difficult to do a clover lawn, and what are the pros and cons?
No, it's not difficult to do a clover lawn, just picking the right clover and the right type of grass mixture in with it. So there's a product that we sell. It's micro clover with a fescue mix. So the fescue is very, very tough. It helps keep the clover upright, and it's also drought resistant, so is the clover. The key is getting it established, and then you don't even have to mow it very often.
There's a text here from Rob in Saskatoon. I want to top dress my lawn and plant some seed. I was told to use sand. Some people say use topsoil. What do you recommend?
The problem with topsoil is you're bringing in lots of weeds too. So sand is actually great. The golf courses use sand to smooth their pars and whatnot.
Right.
So sand allows the grass to go through it, and it also allows your new seeds to germinate and root in.
Mm-hmm. Philip Rispins is my guest. There's also a series of texts here from a number of people. Randy in Wilkie is one of them. How many times and when should I fertilize my lawn? And is there a certain type I should be using?
Yeah, so 3 times a year there's most blends would have are fairly similar. There's a few blends that are that really stand out. One product is made actually in Saskatoon, and it has the added iron and sulfur in it. So that's one to watch for. The iron really helps the root growth, and the sulfur gives it that deep green color, and also gives it a little bit more of that drought resistant. So it stays greener for longer.
Philip Rispins has been my guest, co-owner of Sherwood Greenhouses and Rispins Landscaping. Thanks so much for coming in.
You're welcome.
We could do this topic, I feel like, every day because people are keenly interested in yard care and landscaping. So we'll stay in touch again and we'll get you
thanks
back.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, appreciate you being here. We'll take our break. We'll be right back here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.